Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God and Maker, we want to thank you for this new day. We thank you for your edge of protection round about us and all that concerns us. We thank you, everlasting God, for where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. We say glory be unto your name. Father, Lord, we commit into your hands, Lord, this word of yours that we want to hear this moment. We pray, Lord, that it will do us good. The word will transform us. Your word will heal us. Your word will deliver us. Your word will promote us and take us to where you want us to be. Thank you, everlasting God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Once again, I want to welcome you, brothers and sisters, to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And today, we shall be discussing what I titled, Consider the Ways. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Haggai. Haggai chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 1. It says, in the second year of Darius, the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by hand of Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai, the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses? Why this house lies in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages doth so to put them in a bag of holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it, and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, and behold, it came to little. And when I brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Declares the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busies himself with his own house. That passage is quite clear to us. The Lord was chastising the children of Israel that they have neglected the work of God. They have been focused only on what concerns them. And God is telling them that you have worked, you have labored, you have gathered so much, but little to show. You gather and you put it in a leaking bag. Maybe you are listening to me right now and you are wondering that what is happening to me? It could be that you and I need to consider our ways and make sure that our ways are pleasing unto the Lord. There are key things I want us to learn from this passage you have just read now. Number one thing is that God does take account of how we use and what we spend our time on. It takes record of everything. There is nothing hidden from this God we are talking about. He knows what you are doing. How much of your time are you spending in the things of God? How much of your resources are you using for the things of God? God takes record of all these things. So we need to be mindful. We need to consider our ways. How much time do I devote, dedicate for the things of God? Do I need to change the ways I do, or do I need to increase my time with God? The Lord grant us the wisdom for us to use our time appropriately for the use of God. Number two things I want us to learn from that passage is that oftentimes we use what God has blessed us with to justify why we have relegated our relationship with Him to the background. A person who has been seeking the face of God for a husband or for a wife, you suddenly have it, and that is the reason why you cannot worship Him again. That is the reason why you can't go to church again. You have been looking to God for the fruit of the womb, and then God bless you with children. And that is the excuse. Oh, because of these children, I can't leave them, I can't do this, I can't do that. You begin to use that as an excuse for you not to serve the God that has given you that children. Don't forget the fact that those children are the heritage of God. God is the one that gives children. It is not you. So if you are beginning to use that as an excuse for you not to serve God, you need to consider your ways. Or could it be that you have been praying that, oh God, give me this job, give me this business, give me this role, and you get it. And then you begin to say, oh, because of that, I can't go to God. I can't pray again. I can't study my Bible. I can't share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't use the blessings of God. Don't use those blessings of God as a reason for you not to serve Him. Number three thing I want us to know is that a covenanted person who have no time for kingdom assignment can never be satisfied. Your satisfaction is derived from your relationship with God. If you want to live in contentment, if you want to live a life that is filled with joy and peace, then you need to spend quality time with this God. It's when you do so that then you can experience that satisfaction that you have been talking about. Because God is the one who can make way. He's the one who can give you peace. That storm in your life is the one who can make it to be still. Even as you are listening to me right now, I prophesy unto you, I say every storm of your life, let them be still in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I also want you to know that a malnourished and a neglected spirit man will not do you any good. You need to feed your spirit man. You need to spend time with the Word of God. For that spirit man to be able to do something in your life, you need to feed it. How much of the Word of God are you feeding yourself? Are you feeding yourself with just watching TVs? Just reading novels that make no meaning, that add no value to your life? You need to spend quality time in the presence of God. You need to feed your spirit man. And as you do so, then the Lord will be able to move mightily on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing I want us to know is that having had the word of God, do not delay. Do not delay your true repentance. Even as you are hearing me right now, and your spirit man is telling you that, oh, you need to change. You need to do something. You need to turn around. I pray that you have that grace to begin to do the right thing, because you cannot procrastinate. When you hear the word of God, you cannot delay. You should move immediately. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will grant you that grace to do the right thing in the name of Jesus. Another thing we can learn is that we must not allow difficulties or enemies or personal pursuits to separate us from His assignment. Difficulties will come. Bible makes us to understand that when we pass through the fire, He said He will be with us. When we pass through the waters, the rivers, He will not allow them to overwhelm us. He didn't say we will not pass through. We will pass through. Challenges will certainly come our way. But the fact of the case is that our Lord Jesus Christ will be with us in all situations. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Why don't you hold on to His word? Why don't you trust in His word? Do not let difficulties, do not let the enemies, do not let personal pursuits in any way separate you from the assignment that God has committed into your hand. Because brothers and sisters, for every one of us in this world, there is a role, there is an assignment that God has given us. And I pray that we will not miss that assignment. We will not relegate that assignment of God. The agenda of God will be paramount in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing we can learn is that obedience precedes God's presence. For God's presence to be with you, you must be obedient. There is no way you can operate in disobedience and expect the presence of God to be with you. A typical example was Samson. Samson was disobedient. He thought he was doing everything in his own strength. And the Bible makes us to understand that suddenly he shook his body like he normally do. And he found out that the Spirit of God has left him. Obedience precedes the presence of God. If you want to enjoy the presence of God every day of your life, you need to live a life of obedience. We need to follow the instructions of God. Do not drift to the left. Do not turn to the right. Follow the word of God. Meditate upon the word of God on a daily basis. And you will find out that it will make your way prosperous. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Captivity can be prevented if we hearken to his voice whenever he speaks to us. Are you in captivity? Maybe you are in captivity because you have failed to hearken unto his voice. But right now, as you are hearing me, I speak into your life that this word of God you are hearing will make meaning. This word of God you are hearing will set you free from every manner of captivity. Be it spiritual, be it physical, be it financial, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are set free in the name of Jesus. And then now, lastly, I want us to know that not all our problems are from Satan, as we have probably been programmed to believe. Not all problems come from Satan. God said, I am going to blow away everything that you have learned. I will blow it. It's God that is saying it. It's not Satan. It's God that is saying he is going to blow it away. So let us not think that every problem that we have is coming from Satan. The problem you are having might have come because of your own disobedience. If only you obey the word of God, then in that case, God will not blow away everything that you have gathered all these years. May God grant you the grace to consider your way, just like the prodigal son did. He made a U-turn. Even having heard this word today, are you there saying that, yes, I think this word is for me. I have been going my own way. I have neglected the things of God. I have used the blessings of God that he has poured upon me as an excuse for me not to serve him. I have been backsliding. I want to give you the opportunity. Because Jesus is calling you right now. He's giving you that chance right now. Whether you have been working and you have nothing to show, you have been pouring your money in a leaking bag, the Lord is saying, just come to me. Consider your ways, and when you do so, I will sort you out. Wherever you are right now, I want you to say after me, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. I declare that it's you and you alone I will follow. I will serve you. I will not relegate the things of God to the background again. The blessings you have given me, I will not use them as an excuse not to serve you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen. Father, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their life unto you, and this, your children also that have said, no, I am reconnecting with you. Father, have mercy upon them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And Lord, Father, I commit everyone who have listened to this broadcast today into your holy hands. I prophesy unto their life. I say it is well with you in the morning. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. The mighty hands of God will rest upon you. His countenance will be upon you. His light will shine through you. His light will be upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will never leave you, will never forsake you. You will never incur the wrath of the Lord. the grace to please your God every day of your life, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. And until we meet next week, continue to enjoy the peace, the joy of the Most High in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.